everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Author's Lab. I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, best-selling author of over 31 books, coach, and publisher. This episode is Putting Pen to Paper. A lot of times, as writers, we just don't know where to begin. It might just be that you need assistance with moving your ideas from your head onto paper. And that's where I come in. I'm excited to walk you through how to get started on writing your book. Most of the time, you want to make sure that you have everything that you need actually to get started. And what I mean by that is you know what you want to write. You have an idea of what you want to write. You want to start drafting down some thoughts, some ideas, things that will help me or help you to get started in putting your first chapter together. Have you been struggling to get your nonfiction book out? That's another question. Sometimes we don't know if we want to write a nonfiction book or a fiction book. We have to make the distinction on what we want to write. And as you begin to write, you can start with, you know, something very basic that I normally give the writers. I start off with on October the 6th, 2019, I woke up thinking that this was another day that I didn't want to begin again. You can open up your story or your chapter with things that you have gone through. And a lot of times people just don't know where to begin. So with your thoughts, if you continue to write and you continue to put down, you know, different key words, you can build your story, your chapter. It's not so far-fetched that it can't be done. Another way that I help the author is that I make sure that as you're putting pen to paper, you're recognizing the certain words that you need to use to bring your thoughts together. For example, if I was writing something about, I'll say something on faith, I would start off with, my faith is what kept me going through the storm. Why? Because you want to begin with something that, you know, is so powerful that when you open up or when a person opens up your book, faith will stand out that that is what you're talking about in that chapter. And from that point, you can go on to say, faith has been a gift to me, or my faith has been a gift to me. You can use action words. You can use words that, you know, will help the reader understand what you're saying. You can go further than that, and you can say, what is faith? How does a person gain their faith? Where does a person find faith? After you put those three questions down, you can come right back with another paragraph, and you can start talking about, have you ever thought down through the years that you had faith only to realize that you lost your faith along the way? So a lot of times I'm helping you create the thoughts that you put on paper just by watching the things that you're writing down and going over it and seeing what keywords I could pull out to help you write your book. A lot of times writers are looking to, you know, create a masterpiece just as soon as they start writing. That's not so. You have to start writing somewhere, and you have to put it down on paper in order to be able to see the vision or to see what you need to see to pull your book together. And the only way you can do that is to keep writing, and don't get so caught up on you need to edit. I need to edit this. I need to stop. I need to throw this part out. What you may think doesn't work for you, by the time I look at it, or let's say someone else looks at it, it means something to them. Your message means something to someone else. Because you've survived it, someone else need to hear how you survived it. So when you start writing things down, don't throw it away. Just put it down on pen and paper so that we can analyze it, look at it, go over it, and see what it is that has more substance over something else. And it may just be that it doesn't look like it has substance, but believe it or not, your adjective verbs, your verbs can make a difference. I always say also that when you're sitting there getting ready to write, have your dictionary there. I know we don't use the dictionary anymore, but have your dictionary there. Have, Google, get on Google, get on your computer, so that way we can go through some words and find words that will powerfully bring your chapter together. Now, another step that I go through is helping you organize your thoughts, because what happened, sometimes we can be all over the place, and I've probably said this so many times, we can be all over the place when if we take time to organize our thoughts and put it down on paper, we'll see that there is a way that you can organize everything that you just wrote. Some people may have 3 pages, some people may have 10 pages, but once everything is organized up under, you know, your outline, your chapter, you'll honestly see the vision of what I'm saying when you put pen to paper and start putting things down on paper and get it organized. You'll see how well your book or your chapter will come together. Listen, we're getting ready to take a break, and we will be right back. So please stay with us for the continuation of putting pen to paper.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hi, this is Allison G. Daniels, 3-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you would get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you for staying with me for another episode of The Author's Lab. Again, I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, author of 31 books, book writing coach, and publisher. Wow, so many things I want to share with you about putting pen to paper. So I have three things as I get ready to come to a close. Number one is how to align your message with your vision. How to align your message with your vision, how to put your story together so that you can see the vision of your book coming to pass. One of the ways is making sure that after we put pen to paper, you have clear thoughts and ideas on what it is you want to say. You want your book to line up with your message. You want your book to line up with the chapters that you have in it. You want your message to be able to say what it is that you need to say that represents you, your brand, and your title. Number two is streamlining your writing. We have to make sure that when you put pen to paper, we're going to streamline it. Make sure that it goes with everything that you already have as far as, you know, last week I talked about outlining your, I talk about your outline, creating a creative outline. And each spot, each place that you have for your chapter, it should line up with your book title. It should line up with your subtitle. And it should line up with your message. So streamlining your writing makes a difference because it keeps not only you in line, but it also keeps your writer in line. So when we get to that part of streamlining your writing, I will be looking for the organization of your chapter. I will be looking for the flow of your book. I'm not sure if you've ever read a book where you might have read chapter one and chapter two, and by the time you get to chapter three, they're talking about something else that doesn't line up with the book. That really throws everything off because that lets the reader know that they have lost their thoughts and they have gone into a whole nother direction. Streamlining is making sure that each chapter flow to the next chapter. Make sure that your story lines up with your title. And the third thing is engaging your readers. What you don't want to do is have your readers all over the place trying to find out what you're talking about. Engaging your readers and keeping them from chapter to chapter to chapter in your book makes a difference. It will be a great seller. It will be a bestseller because you were able to keep your reader on track as to what you were saying. You were able to keep your message in your book flowing. All of that makes a difference. You just writing a book is just you just writing a book. But when you start, you know, aligning your message with your vision, streamlining your writing, and engaging your readers, you will see the difference in how your book is placed on a bookshelf compared to how someone else's book is just on consignment. All of that makes a difference. Your book is your brand. Your book represents you. You should not put out anything that you're not pleased with, that you haven't put the time in to make sure that it is properly done. Your book is your brand. So as you put pen to paper and as I'm coaching you along the way, I'm also representing my brand. So that means I'm not going to co-sign or say that this is something that's correct when I know that it's not correct. So we want to make sure that as we put pen to paper, as we build our chapters, as we build our book, as we build the message, that the message has substance and it's not just something that we want to write just to get a book out. Again, I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, with the Authors Lab. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in for another episode of the Author's Lab. If you would like to learn more about my 30-day write-to-finish book writing program, kindly visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Again, that's www.agdpublishing.com, or email me at AllisonGDaniels@Verizon.net. And thank you again for joining. Have a wonderful, awesome day.